Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity, for allowing me to come and to preach here in this conference. We'll begin right away. If you can turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I'll just read through the verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." In our lives, there is a change when we fear God. You know, the society that we live in today, as we all know, is very tragic. Just a month ago, I've heard of a school shooting where two students walked into a school and fired shots at 9 people. One student was killed. Earlier this year, in New Zealand, there was a terrorist attack on mosques, killing 51 people and leaving 49 injured. We know of, or all over the world, we know that unborn babies are aborted each and every year. And, you know, on top of that, we have social media, our televisions, movies. They're all showing how immoral humans can be. We see violence, we see death, we see blasphemy in these mediums. And we as Christians as well, we're becoming used to it. We are becoming numbed by these different news, these different things in our world today. We see something on the news, and you know, we see like a tragedy. We see someone get killed, and say, "Oh, that's too bad." And then we move on about our day, or we scroll through Facebook, and we see people. You know, something terrible would happen in their lives, and we just scroll past that. So why is it so? Why do we live in such an immoral and tragic society? And I believe the answer is found in Romans 3:18, where the Bible says that there is no fear of God before their ways. They do not fear the Lord today. Fearing the Lord is lacking in our lives today. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, was a book penned by Solomon, the wisest man on earth. And at the end of the book, after 12 chapters, he tells us to fear God and keep His commandments. Fearing God. When we fear God, the way that the Bible used the word fear is used very differently in our time today. You know, in fact, when we think of the word fear, we think of phobias. Some common phobias would be, you know, fear of spiders. Some other ones would be fear of confined or crowded spaces, claustrophobia, fear of blood, fear of being alone, and many others. Me personally, I'm scared of heights, and you know, I like to think that I'm not really scared of anything. But being a 21-year-old a boy, when you place me in a height, I start to shake and quiver. Like right now, I'm quivering right now, preaching in front of pastors, and I'd be shaking like crazy. But that's not the kind of fear that Solomon is talking about. Solomon is talking about the fear when we give respect and when we give honor to a great and mighty God. Now, God is not some buddy or a pal of ours. He is our friend, but he's still our King, He's still our God, and He's still our Father that we must give in respect. We must give respect and honor. Solomon tells, he means for us to be in awe and honor of God's greatness, It means that when we are aware of His presence, we will react with awe and reverence. Fearing the Lord humbles us. You know, when we think little of ourselves and more of Him, that's fearing the Lord. Amen. Solomon exhorts us to fear God as part of our duty. So how do we know that we have fear, that we have the fear of the Lord? How do we know that every day when we go on through our different tasks and activities, how do we know that we fear God? Well, it can be seen through our actions. When we fear God, we will keep His commandments. And that's the second part of the verse. Fear God and keep His commandments. It is often said that actions speak louder than words. Actions are substantial. They're the manifestation of what we say or what we think or how we live our lives. You know, when you prove you love someone, you do so by actions. God proved this love to us in John 3:16. God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. Fearing God can be seen through keeping His commandments. You know, if we see God as a holy, high being, the one who hates sin and one who judges us for our sin, then we will live like it. But if we see that God is just someone who just winks at sin, that He might not really judge the world, then we will live at a much lower level. So it's true, when you live to tell the world what you... If you live the way that you fear God, you are telling the world what you think of Him. See, as wise King Solomon concludes his remarks in this passage, he tells us that fearing the Lord and keeping His commandments is the whole duty of man. God is someone that we must honor and we must revere and we must give great respect to. And how is that affecting our lives? He wants us to live a life that honors Him and respects Him. And that is, you know, that is the essence of fearing the Lord. We would have to admit that more often than not, we fear many things of this world. We may fear people's opinions of us. We may fear illness. We fear, you know, being financially in debt. But we cannot forget to fear the Lord, and we should fear the Lord as much as we should. God today is wanting us to fear Him and to keep His commandments. Today, how is your life? Are you living your life like you fear Him? Or are you living a life that you're just following your own will? Not fearing God, but just fearing everything else in this world. According to Solomon, that is the only way to live. Fear God, keep His commandments.